Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. The Fertilizer Institute is grateful to members of the Presidential Emergency Board who listened to rail carriers and their labor unions amid the contract negotiations. The PEB offered measured recommendations on a pending contract agreement between the two. Both sides have until September 16th to evaluate the PEB's recommendations during a mandated 30-day cooling-off period. The board's recommendations include general wage increases and service recognition bonuses of $1,000. The TFI president and CEO Corey Rosenbusch says uncertainty of this nature is yet another disruption in an already complex environment for farmers, so a speedy resolution is paramount. Adding, over half of all fertilizer moves by rail every year throughout the United States, and the timeliness and reliability of fertilizer shipments are absolutely critical. He also says if farmers can't get their fertilizer in a timely manner, it results in lower crop yields, higher food prices, and more inflation for American consumers. Education and outreach efforts are available for farmers and heirs property situations to resolve issues through various resources and a USDA relending program. Rod Bain for the USDA has more.
USDA continues its efforts to resolve heirs' property issues that limit the ability for a landowner to farm and to participate in farm safety net programs. That includes the heirs' property relending program and education about heirs' property. As Farm Service Agency Senior Policy Advisor Kenesha Hackett explains, investments and cooperative agreements provide
technical assistance, outreach, education, and engagement to heirs.
Part of that outreach includes collaboration.
FSA has entered into cooperative agreements with the Social Disadvantaged Farmers and Ranchers Policy Research Center located at Alcorn State University, as well as a cooperative agreement with the Federation of Southern Cooperatives to ensure that we are doing everything that we can on to really make this program a success.
Creighton University Rural Main Street Index fell in August to a rating of 44, that's 6 points below growth neutral. Dr. Ernie Goss, an economics professor at Creighton University, says it's the fifth straight month of a declining index.
Our survey of bank CEOs in rural areas of 10 states for the month of August, the bank CEOs reported that the economy for the third straight month, the index is below growth neutral, trending lower, and this is the fifth straight decline in that index, but again, well below growth neutral for the month. So the rural Main Street economy is declining and is showing up in our survey, and it's pretty clear that things are just not as strong as they were this time last year or earlier this year.
This is Inside Agriculture.